This aircraft is equipped with the GTE phone system. Instructions to use the air seat phone are located.
You all done with your beverage and snack, young lady? Good, I'll take that from you. So, I have exciting news, and we do this with all the minors that fly with us, especially the unaccompanied minors like you. You get to take a tour of the cockpit where the pilots are and see what it's like to fly a plane. It's exciting, right? Good, follow me. Gentlemen, this is Ellie. She is our one unaccompanied minor on this flight. Ellie, why don't you tell the pilots how old you are? 9-year-old preteen. I told you you'd be pleased, Stan. Why don't you hop into Stan's lap, sweetie? Oh, don't worry, Ellie. Your safety is in our hands, and this is part of the program for our minors that fly by themselves, getting up close and personal with the pilots. So go on, climb on top of Stan's lap. There you go. Now, Stan gets a little handsy, but listen, Ellie, you're kind of fucked. No one can hear your screams up here. Your parents are nowhere near as you're 30,000 feet up in the air. And these two pilots? Complete, full-on child rapists. And I'm their favorite flight attendant as I've helped them rape so many children on this plane for years. So what's going to happen is you're going to join the Pedo Mile High Club. And I'm sure by now you can feel Stan's stiff pedo cock poking your bottom while he fondles and molests your body. And John, his co-pilot, has joined in on the fun of fondling your sweet preteen body. You can keep crying if you want. It's not going to help anything. Except maybe it might make their pedophile cocks throb a little more, knowing that you're helpless and full of fear. Are we ready to slip her shirt off, gentlemen? Here we go. Flat-chested preteen. Have you ever seen a grown adult cock, sweetie? Well, if you look over at Pilot John, he's already taken his hard cock out. And you created that, Ellie. You should be proud. Yes, grown men cocks grow and get hard when they think girls are super pretty like you. So I think it's safe to say John really likes you. See how he's stroking his cock? Yes, why don't you reach over with your little hand and stroke him? You're going to fucking do it, or we will just have to force you, and I have no issues at all forcing little girls to do something for men. And listen, whenever you leave this flight and you try to cry to mommy and daddy or anyone else, no one will believe you. No one will believe that two pilots flying a plane with over 100 people on it had time to rape and molest you. And if you still want to try and pull something, I can take pictures of your mouth on a cock and inform your parents that you had inappropriate sex while on this plane, and I can also plant drugs on you, and then you'll go to kitty jail. So I'm going to ask you again to do something. Ellie, will you put your little girl hand on John's throbbing pedophile cock like I asked the first time? What a good girl. Stan, I think it's time little Ellie learned how to ski. Now, Ellie, once Stan gets his pedo dick out, you're going to use your other hand to stroke him. And we call this skiing, and honestly, what every good little slut should learn to do. So, there's your second adult cock, Ellie. Grab Stan's cock. Just like that. And you just move those little girl hands up and down. Look at that, fella. She's a natural, huh? Look around, Ellie. You're up in the sky with three pedophile criminals. There's nowhere to go, no one to save you. You're our little rape doll in the sky. And today you're going to become a woman because those cocks that you're holding, they're going to get stuffed in your little girl pussy. That's right. But before that, Stan, let's get this little slut totally nude. Pull those shorts and panties off. Let's get a look at that child pussy. Oh, yes. Beautiful, puffy, ball, preteen pussy. Stan, spread those thin, lanky legs. Let me teach this little slut about her pussy. This little thing right here, Ellie, you're going to learn today how powerful this little girl cunt is. Now, when you spread these little lips right here, this is your clit. And when you rub it like this, it feels good, doesn't it? And after today, you're going to start rubbing this thing at night when you're alone in bed, thinking about Stan and John's hard adult cocks. And this little slit right here, this is a fuckhole. And right now, I'm putting in a finger. Yes. And I love little girl pussies. So fucking tight and fresh. Yes. And right now, I'm just finger fucking you. Stan and John, they're going to actually fuck you. Somehow we always find a way to put these thick adult cocks into these tiny, fresh little underage holes. I think John should lube this sweet little child pussy up. Let's pass her over to John. Flip her upside down too. I want to see some sitting up 69. Oh, there we go. I'll hold her legs open. Yes, John, devour that young, fresh pussy. I'll get her mouth on that cock. All right, sweetie. You're going to put this cock right inside of that pretty little mouth. You just suck on it like you would a popsicle. Yes, there we go. Right inside of that mouth cunt of yours. Oh, fuck. Look at that sight, Stan. She's earning her wings, huh? Let me help you with that cock while you enjoy the show. You like them young like this, huh? These preteens, those delicate, lanky bodies, flat chest, so much innocence. You like the preteen better than the 13-year-old we had yesterday on the way to LaGuardia? Well, nothing beats that delicious 6-year-old, though, we had a couple months ago. Yes, she was surprisingly compliant and took you and John's cock so well. Look at John devour that little child's cunt like a proper child molester. Oh, that's right, John. Bounce that little slut up and down so she gets a throat full of your cock. Yes, how's that fresh little preteen pussy taste? You just know I'm kissing you when you're done, just to get a taste of it myself. In fact, let me get Stan's cock lubed up. Our little slut is getting her sweet little fuckhole stretched. Yes, nice and hard cock, yes. Pass her over, John. I know, you love the taste of that young cunt, but Stan's ready to fuck that little cunt now, and we're running on borrowed time anyways. It's a short flight today. All right, there we go. How was that first taste of cock, little one? Oh, don't be upset. These pilots are almost done with you, and just think. You are helping them by getting us to our destination safely. They work super hard and need the release. May I do the honor, Stan? You know I love guiding your cocks into virgin holes. Ellie, you have such a beautiful little pussy. So pink and fleshy. That's it, Ellie. Your virginity will be taken by a pedophile airplane pilot. You should be honored. Damn, this is a tight fucking fit, Stan. Yes, got that fat cock head in, but this little virgin hole is not budging anymore. Oh, gosh. Here, let me stroke this shaft while your head is in there. I bet that hole is just clamping down around your cock while I'm masturbating you into this little 9-year-old. Yeah. Ellie, we need to get this little pussy stretched because you've got 2 cocks to take. Let me rub this little clit and see if it helps. Yes, this little magic button brings a girl so much pleasure, and you'll learn that real soon. That's right, Stan. Grope that flat preteen chest. Yes, a pedophile's weakness. Underdeveloped tits. Lick those baby nipples. Yeah. I'm going to work on getting this fuck hole stretched some more. I want her taking more of your cock deeper. Just a little deeper. You're going to take this cock. I promise you that, Ellie. Oh, there it is, Stan. Yes, you got past that first stretch. Look at that. Oh, fuck this little pedo bait now. Yes, John, I haven't forgotten. I have some child pussy to taste on your mouth. Let me sample this preteen's cunt. Fuck. It's so good. Oh, so fucking sweet. Sweet little girl pussy juice. God. Look at that little slut bouncing on Stan's cock like a little rag doll. Ellie, look at Stan in the eyes and say, I love your pedo cock, mister. Fuck me harder. Say it. Oh, yes. Good girl. You heard her, Stan. Fuck that little bitch harder. Ellie, now tell him, I'm a rape slut for your pedophile cock. Oh, you can do better than that, you little slut. Yes, there you go. Now I want you to say this, Ellie. Please breed my preteen cunt. Say it louder. Oh, you heard her, Stan. Come inside of that preteen rape hole. Come like you want to breed her. Yes. Oh, there we go. And sweetie, this isn't over for you. You still have 1 more cock to milk with that young little pussy. John likes cum-filled cunts, don't you, John? Feel that sticky stuff inside of you, Ellie? That's cum. It shoots out from their cocks when you receive cum. And that means you've done a good job. So now it's time to do another good job with John's cock. She should be able to slide right down on that cock, John. Stan stretched that little virgin hole so well. Oh, yes, look at that. She slid right down on that hard cock. So beautiful. Rape that slut proper. Make me proud, John. Oh, yes. Ellie, do you remember all those phrases I made you repeat to Stan, little girl? I want to hear you say the same words to John. Beg him to rape you. Good girl. Tell him how much you love his child fucking cock. No. Don't just say, I love your cock. I want you to say, I love your child fucking cock. There we go. That's better. Grab your flat chest slut, just like this. Give that child fucker a show. There you go. Yes, tell him how much you love being raped by his pedophile cock. Say it. Tell him how much you love it. Yes, say, I love being raped by your pedophile cock. Fucking say it. Yes, good girl. You're learning all kinds of new vocabulary words, aren't you? Beg him to rape you harder. Come on, make us believe it, slut. Say it again. Good girl. Now tell him you're his preteen cum dumpster. Oh, that's right. Beg for his cum. Oh, yes. Come inside that sweet little rape slut, John. Yes, beg for his cum, Ellie. Beg for his fucking cum. Yes, let that rape hole milk that cock dry. And just think, John, that little rape hole will be leaking right into those panties whenever she lands, thoroughly raped in the air and in the safety of our airline company. They should really rename this Pedo Airlines after all the little girls we've raped together. Oh, look at that, Ellie. You made two men come, and you should be so proud of yourself. Come here. Get dressed and wipe those tears off your face. Good girl. And here's your wings. All children get this pin when they tour our pilot's cockpit. Gentlemen, a pleasure, as always. I hear we have a pair of 11-year-old twins flying unaccompanied on the next flight.